Blog Talk Radio.
We're live here at the Blessed Community Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan, and I'm with my special host, the Blessed FYI Youth of the Angels Performing for Peace Summer Camp. And today we will have our special guest, Angela Underwood, and we will bring her on in a few minutes. But before we get started, we will have our prayer of the day read by Joan Williams.
Father and Mother, thank you for this day. Father, thank you for this radio show. Please bless our listeners. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Joan. And now we will have our Bible verse of the day read by Paris Brooks.
So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. I have read Matthew 7, verses 12.
Thank you, Karen. Okay, now we will bring on our special guest, Angela Underwood. Hello, Mrs. Underwood. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Okay, and thank you for joining Blessed FYI Radio today, and we're going to go ahead and get started with the interview. Okay, first, Mrs. Underwood, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, hi. I am an author. I wrote a book, and my book is called Building Your Financial Future, Even to the Point of Giving. I'm also a speaker, so I go to different churches and community centers as well as schools and corporations, and I teach about finances. I love talking about finances. I've worked in the financial industry for over 30 years, and it's been a joy, you know, just to learn as much as I can about finances and also to be able to go out and share with other people what they need to do about their money. Actually, it's not our money, but it's God's money, and we need to use it wisely. And this is my passion here, to teach about what God is telling us in this word.
Okay, great. And what inspired you to write Building Your Financial Future, Even to the Point of Giving?
Yes, what inspired me to write this book is we can recall a few years back in 2008 when we had the prime rate mortgage and a lot of people were losing their homes, they were losing their jobs as well. And I just wanted to write about, you know, how we can be more successful in our finances, where we can actually plan when things happen in our community, in our society. And it happened back in 2008, but it can happen again. And we want to be prepared for these times. We don't want to see our children on the street or our families, and we're not able to feed our kids because we lost our jobs. We want to prepare to be able to find another job and also to have some security to fall back on when things happen. And that's what really drove me to write the book, Building Your Financial Future, Even to the Point of Giving.
Okay. And what do you want people to glean after reading the book?
Well, if you're reading the book, I want you to know that you too can have a great financial future if you plan it the way that God tells us to plan it in His Word. He talks so much about money, and if we're obedient to God, if we're able to give what we have out of our resources, and then be able to look at all the different areas within our lives where we're using our money, such as we know that we need insurance, there's life insurance, medical insurance. So when things happen, we need to be able to cover from those situations. We don't want to be able to spend all that we have on, you know, different things if we get sick or what have you. We want to be able to also be able to save money and to plan for our future education for our children. We want our children to be able to go to college, to have a degree, and we want them to be able to feed their family and, you know, to be a success as well in their arena and to follow their passion and gift. So there's different areas within your finances that you need to look at. And a lot of those areas I've spoken to in the book and all of those different groups, including insurance, estate planning, also with budgeting, where you want to be able to save money and how you're spending your money as well. So we want to be wise in our finances.
Okay, and what advice would you give people about rebounding financially and securing a successful financial future?
I'm sorry, what I didn't hear the first part of the question. Rebounding.
What advice would you give our listeners about rebounding financially and securing a successful financial future?
A rebounding financially, yeah, have a financial future. Well, pretty much within the book we're talking about, just one point in the book, we talk about a budgeting aspect. And if we're spending too much money, for example, if we're going out buying, like, expensive gym shoes, and we know that we have to pay our rent or to pay our mortgage, and we need to set some priorities in all the areas in our finances. And even with little children, you know, in the schools, we really don't talk too much about money to our children, but they need to know about money because it's not going away, and they're going to need to be able to use money in the future. And we want them also to use money wisely, so we do need to teach our children also about money and how to spend, how to save, and, you know, to get the things that they want and need.
Okay. And how can someone struggling financially improve their financial condition?
Well, if you're struggling financially, I think what someone can do, even if you're not struggling, I think this would be a good place here where you can look at planning for your finances. We need to plan out how we're going to spend money. First of all, take a look and see where you're at in your money. You know, what's going on? Are you not able to pay your bills on time, such as your utilities? Or find out what's the reason behind this. And then set up a plan. Plan out how you're going to spend, how much you're going to pay on your utility bills, and how much you're going to save on a monthly basis. If you're struggling, there are some reason behind this. We may need to cut back on some things. Are we going out too much to movies or eating dinner out too much? Maybe we should make dinner at home, which would save us a lot of money as well. So it's not just the really big things, but it's also the smaller things that we're not really focusing on, that where we're spending more of our money, we can cut back on some areas in our lives. We may even have to cut back on our cell phone or our cable. You know, some of those things that are not necessities or needs in our life, but, you know, some of the things that we can look at cutting back and paying off some credit cards or what have you so that we can get back on track. So it's all about planning out your spending, not just going out and you get a paycheck and you're just spending all at once. Look at what you're saving and how much you need to save and how much you need to spend. So it's all part of your planning. You need to write down some goals and then set some dates for when you're planning to obtain those particular goals.
Okay. And what are some keys to securing your financial future and leaving an inheritance for your family?
Yes, leaving an inheritance, and God talks about inheritance as well in the Bible, where we say we should leave an inheritance for our children. And so leaving an inheritance is important. And it's not just about our financial richness or our financial inheritance, but it's also about what we're able to give and present to other people, leaving a legacy. And I think a legacy is more important than leaving an inheritance. Your legacy is who you are and what you have done for others. And, you know, people are speaking about you, and it's going on from generation to generation. So as it relates to an inheritance, we want to be able to, of course, we want to be able to send our children to college. We want to be able to provide for other people, for not just for our children, but for other people as well. And each one of us have gifts and talents. And we want to be able to share our gifts with other people. That's part of giving, as I talked about in a portion of the book, even to the point of giving. I'm not only talking about giving our financial resources, but I'm also talking about giving your time, giving your talents to help other people, to help our children to grow up, to be all that they can be. As you have the little children there, you know, they're listening, and they want to be, you know, successful individuals. There are our future leaders, our future presidents.
Right.
We want to be able to leave an inheritance to them, not just a financial inheritance, but also spiritual inheritance and also our talents and our gifts to be able to share, to teach, to make them great leaders. I think that's important.
Right. And why is it important to incorporate donating to charity in your financial plan?
Okay, we're talking about a financial plan. What was the first part of the question? I'm sorry.
Why is it important to incorporate donating to charity in your financial plan?
Okay, and your financial plan, we want to give. We truly want to give. And as far as our charities, we know that there are different not-for-profit organizations around, but we want to do a little research as well on our financial giving and our giving plan. We don't want to just give and not know anything about, you know, what's being, not how the money is being used in that organization. But, you know, a lot of the trustworthy organizations, if you're giving to those organizations, then definitely they'll want to go out and help other people. On my website, I do have some information as far as new not-for-profit organizations that I want to be able to grow that list. And there are some research you can do as well on your own with the Better Business Bureau to do some more investigation on the charity that you're giving to. But overall, I think it's very important to be able to give, given your resources. Even we talk about giving our tithes in our churches, God commands us that we give 10% of our tithes, and that's a very small amount, but, you know, if we are obedient, and I truly believe that God will open up the doors and he will pour more into us where we're able to continue to give more to other people. Uh-huh. And, you know, your tithing, you have 90% remaining of what you can do with what you have remaining. You want to use that money wisely as well, but it is truly affects that if you give your 10% and also able to give to other organizations, then your blessings will truly come.
Yes. Do we all agree with that?
Yay!
Okay. And what advice would you give for someone going into a similar field at work as you?
Okay. My work guy, I work at a financial institution. I'm a project manager in my job. And as a project manager, I think that position can be used throughout your career as well as in your personal life, where you're planning out your timing and your projects and your tasks. And that's where I marry the two together. I still work in corporate America, and I also speak and do other events on the side with my book and, you know, my other career. But I just marry the two together where I'm able to plan and to work with resources and to set timelines, deadlines, and as well as, you know, there's finances that are involved. There's your time allocation. And so the advice that I give to people who want to follow my career or even their own career is to simply follow your passion. I tell children as they're going to college or going through school, follow your passion. Understand and know what it is that you love doing. Even if you're in college, you know, you're going to prevent yourself from changing your major because you jumped right in following your passion. You jump in knowing what it is that you love doing. And if you love doing something, then you're going to be the best that you can be. No one is going to have to do these things because this is what you want to do. They're chasing after you. You're not chasing after them. One example, I looked at my son who's at Columbia University right now, but he loves the arts, so he loves music. And I've never had to tell him to get up and get ready for school because he's already up and he's ready to go. He's a senior now in this year, and he's going to look to further his career after graduating from college. So I tell children it's very, very important to understand and know what it is that you really want to do, whether you want to be a nurse or a doctor or a teacher or any field that you want to go in. Love your field and pursue it.
Yes, that is so true. Amen. Okay, before we get to the end of our interview, can you let our listeners know the website or any stores where we can purchase your book?
Sure, absolutely. My website is www.findgive.com. That's findgive.com. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter, so you can find me there as well.
Okay. And this is a Christian radio show, and we all like to ask our guests, do you have any favorite Bible verse or scriptures that you would like to share with us?
Yes, absolutely. I do have a scripture, and my scripture is Deuteronomy 8:18. Deuteronomy 8:18, and it reads, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day." And so this scripture is telling us that God allows us to get wealth, and our money should be used for his purpose. and we must use God's money wisely.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Before we conclude this interview, our last question, do you have any closing remarks for our listeners regarding your book, business, or having financial success?
Yes, my closing remark is, as I mentioned before, God talks so much about money in the Bible, and we want to be obedient to God. We want to be able to use God's resources wisely, because nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to God. And God says, mm-hmm. The silver is mine, the gold is mine. And so we own nothing, and we must be good stewards over what God has given us. It's not just our financial resources, but we also need to be good stewards over our bodies. You know, we want to be able to feed our temple what God is allowing us, not to overindulge in anything and take care of our bodies. We want to be able to take care of those resources and the things that God has given us. Also, as little children, we want to be able to take care of our clothing, because God has provided all of those things to us. We're wearing our clothes, we were taking them off in the evening, or we're not damaging our toys that our parents bought for us, or we're not destroying our rooms or our homes. You know, we're cleaning up, you know, so we're taking care of those things, our bedrooms, making sure they're nice and neat and tidy, because this is God. God has given you all of these things, and you want to take care of it, everything that God has given us.
Okay, thank you. And let's thank Mrs. Underwood for coming on with us today.
Oh, yes, you're welcome.
Ms. Underwood, we thank you for joining us and for this interview. We hope you enjoyed the interview. We enjoyed you. And
yes.
I'll send you this link also so you can share the interview. But for now, we hope that you take care, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Say bye-bye. Okay, and let's give a hand clap again for Ms. Underwood. Okay, and that was a great interview, don't we think?
Yeah!
Okay, so let's see here. We have about 10 minutes left in the show. So right now we're going to hand this over to Mr. Kumar, and he is going to report our upcoming events. Come on, Mr. Caldwell.
Hello, my name is Kumar, and I will be reporting your upcoming event. Coming up, July 22 to 24, Miss Community will be having their vacation back to school.
Amen.
On Friday, July 24, we will be having our awesome workshop.
Amen.
On Saturday, July 25th, we will have our annual picnic at Stony Creek Park. On Sunday, July 26th, the Blessed FYI Youth Day will be at the Blessed Community Baptist Church.
Okay, thank you, Kumar. And once again, like you said, July 26th, that's what we are being prepared for. It will be the Young Entrepreneurs for Christ, the Blessed Community Youth Day. So we hope that you would join us if you're in the Detroit area. The address of the church is 15624 East Warren, Detroit, Michigan, 48224. You can also get more information on blessedfyi.com. And also, if this is your first time joining us, Blessed FYI Radio is part of blessedfyi.com and the Angels Performing for Peace Summer Camp. And blessedfyi.com is a Christian website with youth writers. Some of them are here with me today, hosting the show. And then Blessed FYI Radio is a Christian radio show with youth hosts. And also myself, I'm the founder of Blessed FYI. Ashley Reese. So we thank you all who joined us today. Let's see who's here with us today as we end the show. We have Mr. Kumar Caldwell. Hello, Kumar.
Hey.
And we have Daniel, who's here with us today. Say hi to your mom.
Hi, Mommy.
And Mr. Jonathan Tinsley. You want to come up and say hi?
Hi.
Then we have Jolyn, who did our opening prayer. Hi,
Dolan. Hi.
And we have Ms. Harris Williams. She did our Bible verse of the day. Say hello, Harris.
Hi.
And our producer with us, Maya, is always on point with her job. She lets you know everything Maya Child. Say hi, Maya.
Hi.
And Tara Lynn.
Hi.
And Jonathan also helped us today, and Daniel. And we have Miss Pam here who just came in.
Hi.
So today our special time is at 11 o'clock. Next week we will be back next Wednesday at our regular time, 11:30 a.m. So we thank you all for joining us. We want to thank our special guest that we had, Mrs. Underwood. She gave us some very good information, and you can also read her bio on our website. It's up on the blessfyi.com/blessfyiradio. So until next week, we hope that you will join us again at our regular time, 11:30 a.m., blogtalkradio.com/blessfyiradio, or you can call in. The area code is 607-203-5494. But before we close out, we will have our closing prayer done by Mr. Jonathan Kinsley. You ready, Jonathan?
Yep. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for a great way to pray for a royal one next week. We ask that you will bless us, our missional and family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. So until next week at 11:30, we want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.